23 laboratories ran the same experiment, same protocol, same design. The result? The effect they were testing was statistically indistinguishable from zero. That experiment was testing ego depletion, the popular idea that willpower is a finite fuel that burns down like a tank of gas. For decades, people believed that self-control failures proved something dark about their character. The science, Todd says otherwise. Maxwell Maltz, a plastic surgeon who published Psycho-Cybernetics in 1960, had already spotted the real problem long before those labs ran their tests. He noticed that patients who received life-changing reconstructive surgery often behaved exactly as they had before. Their faces changed, their self-image did not. That gap between outer change and inner identity is the trap this course is built to help you escape. Think of a home thermostat. You can open a window in January and fight the cold air all you want. The furnace will keep firing until the room returns to the set temperature. Your behavior works the same way. Maltz described the mind as a goal-directed mechanism, a servo system that steers you back toward whatever your self-image has defined as normal. That means if your internal thermostat is set to person who earns this much or person who always quits, every external effort you make gets corrected back to that setting. Willpower is you fighting the furnace. The thermostat always wins. This is why people who win the lottery often return to their prior financial state within a few years, and why someone who loses weight through sheer discipline frequently regains it. The behavior changed. The identity setting did not. Now, here is where the science sharpens the picture. Researcher Albert Bandura drew a critical distinction that Maltz's clinical observations pointed toward but could not fully name. Self-image is your broad mental representation of who you are. Self-efficacy is something more specific, your judgment about whether you can execute a particular behavior in a particular context. These are related but distinct. A person can have high global self-esteem and still doubt their ability to speak in public, run a business, or finish a project. Bandura's research showed that people with stronger self-efficacy set harder goals, try more strategies, and persist longer when obstacles appear. Crucially, the most powerful source of self-efficacy is not a pep talk. It is a mastery experience, actually completing a relevant task and recording that you did it. That evidence updates the internal thermostat 1 degree at a time, Todd. Here is the practical implication, and it is the one most people miss. Broad affirmations like, "I am a disciplined person," are far weaker than task-specific evidence. Research confirms that saying, "I can complete this next step," predicts performance better than any global confidence statement. That means the operational move is not to motivate harder. It is to define one specific behavior, create a small win, and use that result as evidence to update your self-image. When you hit a self-control failure, and you will, the right response is not to conclude you are broken. A better response is to examine the task, the environment, the cues, and the expectations that shaped the behavior. Maltz recommended a 21-day minimum of consistent mental rehearsal and new behavior before expecting the self-image to shift. Not because the brain needs exactly 21 days, but because the constraint forces you to stop treating every setback as proof of a permanent identity. The rule is, evidence accumulates. One data point proves nothing. The takeaway from everything in this lecture is this, and it is the foundation every subsequent lecture in this course will build on. Your results are not governed by how hard you try. They are governed by an internal thermostat, your self-image, and that thermostat will correct your behavior back to its set point every single time, regardless of how much willpower you throw at it. To change your life, you do not fight the temperature, you adjust the setting. You do that through graduated, verifiable actions that produce real evidence, not through intensity or affirmation alone. The willpower trap is real, Todd, but it is not a character flaw. It is a mechanical problem, and mechanical problems have mechanical solutions. That is exactly where this course goes next.